Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, October the 13th, 2017. I'm Mike Clifford. On today's nationwide rundown, President Trump moves to remove another pillar from Obamacare. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos can expect to be met by protesters today in Washington State, and we'll clue you in on a new online tool that provides child care insight. Now our top story, the Washington Post reporting that President Trump will end cost-sharing payments in the Affordable Care Act marketplaces that have helped lower-income consumers afford their health plans. According to the Post, the move, confirmed late Thursday, is likely to immediately threaten the marketplaces and could prompt insurers to withdraw. Suzanne Potter reports some California groups were already predicting that Trump's new executive order on health care could undermine health insurance markets and lead to higher premiums for many people.
The order, issued Thursday, directs federal agencies to loosen regulations to allow small businesses to band together and offer low-cost plans across state lines that don't meet the minimum coverage standards of the Affordable Care Act. Rachel Lynn Gish with the California nonprofit group Health Access warns these plans will be similar to those outlawed by the ACA as junk insurance that cover very little in the event of a serious injury or illness.
There were a lot of plans out there that, sure, it would be really cheap, but your deductibles would be extremely high, your copays would be high, prescription drug costs almost 100% out of pocket.
The executive order would also make short-term insurance plans more widely available. The president says it will provide a low-cost alternative. Opponents counter that it will mean fewer young, healthy people get their insurance on the state exchanges.
On Tuesday, Covered California, the ACA exchange in the Golden State, announced it's adding a 15% surcharge on silver-level health plans. That's to compensate for the anticipated loss of the cost-sharing reduction payments. And as the Trump administration moves to weaken the Affordable Care Act, Mark Richardson tells us advocacy groups in Texas are taking over the federal government's role in helping people get health coverage.
A coalition known as Cover Texas Now is stepping in to publicize the upcoming enrollment period and train volunteers to help people get health coverage. Elizabeth Colvin with Foundation Communities, one of the Cover Texas Now groups, says their work has taken on a heightened sense of urgency this year.
Cover Texas Now is important because there is so much misinformation, because the federal government is not going to be doing any advertising. The state of Texas is not going to be doing any advertising. So the burden is really falling on local groups to get the word out to everyone.
The federal government has shortened the enrollment period to just 6 weeks, from November 1st to December 15th, cut an estimated 90% of the advertising funding and 40% of the budget for enrollment assistance. President Donald Trump campaigned on repealing and replacing the ACA, but Congress has been unable to do so.
Does your child go to school or daycare near an active oil or gas well? Andrea Sears updates us on a new interactive map that can help you find out.
The map was created using data from the Department of Education to show not only the location, but the total enrollment of daycare centers, primary and secondary schools, colleges, and universities within half a mile of active oil and gas wells and compressor stations. According to Alan Septoff with the group Earthworks, studies have shown that the closer homes and schools are to these facilities, the greater the health risk.
Things like fetal defects, elevated cancer risk, increased asthma. There are a whole host of negative health impacts associated with active oil and gas production.
The oil and gas industry says it is working to reduce emissions of methane, a powerful greenhouse gas, and other harmful pollutants from wells and infrastructure.
That map's online at oilandgasthreatmap.com. Meantime, protesters plan to greet Education Secretary Betsy DeVos in Bellevue today, where she's scheduled to speak at the annual fundraiser for the Washington Policy Center, a free market think tank. More from Eric Tegenoff.
The center says it's invited DeVos to speak because she's one of the nation's top policy leaders and because of her support of charter schools and the so-called school choice movement. But Carl Livingston, a political science professor at Seattle Central College who will be speaking to protesters, says that policy tips the scales toward the country's wealthiest families.
It disserves most of the students by setting up charter schools and the privatization of education generally, which will do a good job of serving those with more money and income and means, but not do a good job of serving the average student.
Multiple groups are coming together to protest the DeVos visit starting at 5 p.m., including the American Federation of Teachers of Washington.
And finally, Lori Stern tells us Minnesota is the first in the nation to use a new online tool designed to help both child care providers and parents understand more about who and what is available for licensed child care.
Angie Bowman with Child Care Aware Minnesota says the new tool is part of the group's annual survey of providers across the state.
So providers, they can go on anytime and change anything they need to about their child care business. They can change their openings. They can change their hours. If they've gone on and gotten some different training or learned a new language.
Advocates say they think other states may want to adopt a similar approach. The information also helps policymakers get the most current information about the cost and availability of child care in Minnesota. That's our news for now. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.